So sort of Text City UK is a government organisation set up to try and encourage entrepreneurship, particularly focused on the East London cluster. And so in my day in life, I tend to encounter quite a lot of either hope to be successful or successful entrepreneurs. And it's tricky, you know. There's no route to success. There's no guaranteed background that indicates that you'll be successful as a tech entrepreneur. I mean, not only in Tech City, but also in the UK and the world. I mean, some of the greatest companies have been founded by people who left university and were college dropouts. I think I have 3 GCSEs total. And I think it's not necessarily about kind of formalized education. I think it's far more about the sort of the approach of the individual. I think all of the entrepreneurs that I meet are passionate to a fault, are creative to a fault, are sort of dedicated, sort of very, very focused and you know, again, to a fault. And I think some of these people hit on the right problem and come up with the right solution. And whatever has been kind of worrying their head and bothering them, they create a great solution, which they then find a way to monetize. There are many people who are worrying about problems that have no money. There are many people who are worrying about money without having a problem to solve. I would love to be able to take all of them and kind of put them together into some sort of ubermensch of entrepreneurship and change the world. But I think one of the big things is a dissatisfaction that is kind of quite palpable, a desire to sort of to change and to be different and to look at things and basically consider them idiotic, and really try and rip that up. And the point on sort of primary school learning, I mean, that was the happiest for me at school, for sure. Building, there was no necessarily rigorous analysis of what you were doing, just the occasional concern the school psychiatrist might have a strongly worded talk with your parents. I think we need to bring back this interactivity into learning, full stop. And I'm a big believer in a sort of many-to-many concept of multiple interactions creating much greater ideas. And I think it's kind of ludicrous for me to say this talking to you all. I think one-to-many sort of broadcast scenarios are unfortunately the past, and I think we've seen with the internet that people are really keen to interact with other people, disparate voices, and I think to sort of people like that sort of storytelling piece. They like that multiple voices, and I think because it, as Bakhtin would tell us, kind of mirrors our own sort of our own thinking. I think we like having differing opinions, and I think that's the interesting thing about sort of digital making is there are so many different routes that actually a child or a caregiver can experiment and find that, and the child can find that, and especially youngsters, they're kind of much more accepting. They're quite happy to be like, this isn't perfect. I can do this and something else, Whereas I think when we're sort of in our careers and we're focused on stuff, we're only trying to work out what's either good for our career, and so we don't maybe learn the things we should learn in a way.
It's fascinating talking about the different routes. Just looking around the audience here, there are people from formal education, people from startups, people from the third sector, from business, and you're right. To support a generation is our aspiration of digital makers. It's going to take all those different routes. The thing that's interesting is you talked about the things that begin to make a successful entrepreneur, and you talked about a dissatisfaction with the current world, creativity to a fault, dedication to a fault. You didn't talk about their ability to code or the kind of the technical stuff. So if we want people to be real digital makers, do we need to focus on those things, the creativity, on helping them get dedicated, help them unpick those big world problems? Is that the focus?
I think... So again, an entrepreneur for me is anyone who solves problems, and I guess it really doesn't really matter how you do that. I mean, sometimes just solving problems can be putting the right people in the room and spending all your energy just doing that. I think I'm a developer by Googling, and I think I think coding is important if you want to create a very strong digital output. If you care about software, then that's great. But software is really hard and actually really geeky and requires you to do all sorts of really tedious sort of things that aren't that much fun. You have to kind of worry about security and piracy and revenue models. You know, if what you want to do is get your toaster to be able to text you when your toast is done, then you know your level of coding required is fairly nominal. So it's about the output. Like, what are you trying to achieve? But I think if we can teach people to be creative and to be hopefully dissatisfied with their world until they make it into the world they want. The tools, you know, the internet is a tool. A computer is the world's greatest, most effective tool. And I think it's about ensuring people are comfortable with tools, not necessarily how do they build a new tool, how do they kind of smelt the ore and make the axe. I don't think that's necessarily the point. The point is can you think of a better tool?